Om hoppen det.
Smid.
Okay. If anybody's listening, this is Radio Edgehog, and it's an effort by Parish Lad, David Noel, and myself, John Johnson, to do some live radio stuff, and hopefully archive it and put it out as a podcast. And we're using an IceCast server, and the server sits somewhere on the internet. I'm using an application called NiceCast, and NiceCast sort of broadcasts this. It's capturing the Skype, so you can hear David. It would play, I hope, any iTunes I play, and it's capturing my mic as well. So we're just playing about with it. What do you think, David?
John, I think it's a fantastic idea. I just said to you before we went live on air, you and I have been podcasting for, I suppose, about 6 years or more, and I think this is, after having a few months break from the from working with audio, I think this is rekindling my interest. I mean, I'm already getting quite a lot of ideas together. We had a quiet moment in a training day at school last week, and I was just starting to think about how, not only, it was prompted by how good this is probably a bad phrase to use in this day and age, but the deliverer of the CPD, how good that person was. And I was just thinking, well, now this is a person who really should be sharing their talents more widely, and who else do I know of, who else have I come across in my 16 years as a, or 15 years as a teacher, who I think could excite listeners and could maybe give a taste of what they do their training or do their professional learning opportunities on. And so I started to kind of make a list of who I would love to see on a future EduTalk, and it got me thinking about how that might work. So, I mean, where I'm at the moment is, I think that with this really being a kind of open source style resource where everybody can claim a part of the project and use it, that what we've got here is a tool that works with a great kind of back end technology, and there's no reason why we can't have occasional but maybe semi-regular interviews, or people just coming on and doing, it could be teach meet style, 7 minutes, 2 minutes, but why not somebody coming on and talking about, let's say, something like, and say, I've come across recently solution-focused therapy. Why not come on and do, condense 3 hours of insight into 35 minutes? I think it would be fascinating for folk. I think it might lead to future conversations and future ideas for people's CPD opportunities, and just get maybe sharing on a, possibly on a deeper level, some of the important stuff in Scottish education. So the reason I'm saying that I'm very excited by how this might go, I think it can go in many different ways, and that's just one example. But John, do you want to say a wee bit about how you've been, I suppose, tinkering with EduTalk with a view to making it something better in the future? What have you been doing over the last few weeks that's different from previous?
One of the things I've been doing is downloading and saving all the old files. I notice my iTunes saves them, but every so often it just gets rid of them. So what I've set up, I've saved a big pile down. What started me thinking about this is a thing called DS106. It's a course that's been running for a while in an American university. It's a guy, Jim Groom, who blogs at Bava Tuesdays, who's behind it, and he set up this course to teach digital storytelling, and he starts and works through a series of exercises, and it started off as a university course, and then he did it as an open one, sort of online one. It's not quite the same as a MOOC. There's more involvement, I think, and more personality involved. But one of the things he did, a couple of things he did, was he had so many assignments, and then he opened it up so that the students could suggest assignments, and all these students just piled in and suggested all these different things. And one of the things set up is this Radio DS 106, where they've been broadcasting education material, but also just they're very playful. They've been doing a lot of music. I don't know how the trashing copyright was, I think a wee bit, but they allow people to go on and put up playlists and things, and this was run pretty much 24 hours. And the other thing was Stephen Downs, who has Ed Radio, and he's doing more like what I think I can manage, which is just playing podcasts on a radio that's got a big bank of podcasts. His tend to be longer. And I mean, I've got a few snippets saved here I'll play later on from audio that these guys have produced, because I think they're quite interesting. But one of the things that Stephen Downs says was that the fact that you're live changes the way you do things. Like you don't do them the same way as you would if it was an audio podcast. So I'm interested in just playing with that. As usual, I'm kind of interested in playing with the technology, just seeing how it works. This is a really, I think, old. There's thousands of internet radios going for a long time, it's quite old technology. But it sort of expands podcasts a different way.
Yeah, that's great stuff, John. And we've been talking about, I suppose, if people are tuning in at the moment and they're keen to go off and do something else but maybe want to know more about the project. I mean, we're really talking here about trying to get into folks' consciousness or a kind of background awareness that maybe every Wednesday from, don't know, 7:30 to 8:30 or 8 to 9, AG Talk's going to be live. So the rest of the time, it's going to be all the archived material. When I say archived, that kind of suggests that certain parts of the project aren't functioning now, but I think it's as busy as ever at AG Talk, where people can post any kind of digital audio to the AG Talk website. It's been really busy recently with, was it Teach Meet Strathclyde Student Edition and Teach Meet Argyll? So there's lots of presentations in this case going up online, and we've got an EduTalker online panel discussion in the McCormick Report penciled in for a week on Friday 11th. So there's a lot of activity there. There's a lot of stuff getting posted on EduTalk, but what we're saying is that stuff, when it's up online, as well as MP3 recordings going back several months or over a year, I suppose it's the particularly good quality, the ones that have received maybe the most hits or the most curious ones will be getting played on the EduTalk playlist. Is that right? And John, you're at the moment you're kind of playing about with maybe drawing out and highlighting one or two that are available in the playlist each night, is that right?
Well, I'm just experimenting at the moment. I think there's a couple of things we can do. You can set up wee bunches of theme stuff that would just auto-play. Or ourselves or somebody else could come in and do a kind of curated set where they can almost sort of DJ them, they can talk a wee bit about them. I'd be quite interested to do something like that. And then they could do this live stuff. Before I know the EduTalker stuff, which goes out through IP Radio, we've got various people coming in. But we've got the possibility here, I think, of people being able to phone in. So we can do a theme or something like that, or talk about it a wee bit. And then if somebody wants to put their terms worth in, they can just phone into the Skype or Skype into the conference. They'll be in and live. And I think that's quite interesting. And I think this is me pulling together a couple of different things. This idea of being live, which is completely different. Because I would have cut out that, just knock off the mic there. And the other thing is we can pull the old stuff. Because if you blog, the old stuff still gets found in Google, but podcasts aren't really Google searchable. People don't listen to old stuff. And I did set up a pretty brief discussion with Stephen Downs about this. You know, I can't really give enough attention to the stuff that he's putting out. And he says it's not for that, it's for sort of, you just have one in the background. You could be working away, so you could be doing your marking or your prep or whatever, and you just have a bit of edgy talk bubbling along in the background. And every so often something will pop up, catch your attention. I quite like that.
So I know we're not really promoting the URL at the moment, John, but I'm just picking up on a link that you tweeted earlier. But if I go to edutalk.cc, which is the main page for Edutalk, and it's /radio-edutalk, then that automatically plays the stream of archived material from 7:30 to 8:30 every night. Is that right? And I mean, if I'm looking at the page just now, it's saying, say last night, if I tuned into to Radio Edutalk last night from 7:30 for an hour and 3/4 or something, then if I'm working away and I've got this internet radio station on in the background, then I would have been getting all the kind of snippets from the last two Teach Mutes. Is that right? And am I correct in saying it auto plays then as soon as you go to the Radio Edutalk page?
And you can also, there's various buttons on it, so you can click and you can listen to it in iTunes or Windows Media Player or Real Player. So there's links on the page to click if you want to listen to that, so you don't need to keep your browser open. At the moment, just the browser will start playing straight away. I might toggle that to make people actually have to click the button because it can get annoying if you go to visit a page and it starts making a noise. We'll just have to see how it goes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and so we're saying that any night at 7:30, you go to Radio Edutalk and there'll be probably stuff that you haven't heard before and plenty of it. It's not necessarily going to repeat itself, or it might not repeat itself within 45 minutes or an hour or so, and that what we are hoping that we can guarantee is that every Wednesday night there'll be some kind of live event. So that could be either, as I said earlier on, that I've chinned somebody to come on and just talk through Skype or give a presentation or a heads up on something that's going on, or some pedagogy that people might want to find out about, right through to even just because I don't think you and I are not particularly into designed environments or environments that are particularly constructed and pre-planned, so it might just be that one of us kind of mans the Skype in account and really just opens up the phone line, so to speak, for an hour. And for that period, every Wednesday evening, nothing is being streamed from the archives, recent or past, and all we have is an open line that people can phone in, that would be very loosely chaired by one of us, and people can come in and talk about whatever they want to talk about. And I suppose at this point we might say that obviously in any of the live events, including this evening, we'd be just giving out the Twitter address or the Edutalk email address, and therefore anybody, if they're not wishing to come in live in the audio, are able to get in touch via Twitter or email.
That sounds great. We can also just bring a few ideas, maybe have an odd theme. I can think of a few things that are buzzing around that people would want a chance to talk about. And certainly we can probably start a ball rolling and let people take it whatever direction they want.
Yeah. So, are we going to try? Will we go for this next Wednesday, John?
Yes, I think so.
What do you think for planning on the hoof here?
Do you want a topic for next Wednesday?
I'm just having a look at it. I had a few thoughts earlier on in the week. I've got a list of certainly about 20 people already who I would love to hear. Or even just, and it might be a little bit rude in a sense, but just to interview very, very loosely, very informally, rather than having the person, the interviewee plus the interviewer, having to prepare a lot beforehand. But of course, that's not particularly, it doesn't really fit with etiquette on or offline necessarily. But if you just made it clear to people that, it's quite light touch, it's a midweek evening, and we think that people listening to live stream or the recorded MP3 file would want to hear just a bit more about who you are. And one of the things for me is there's so many people within Scottish education, well known or otherwise, who I would just love to find out more about who they are, about what makes them tick, and what kind of background they have personally, professionally. I think that something like that might actually go down really well for people who are, they're not looking at that point in time for anything they can call CPD or anything that's necessarily going to move them forward deliberately in their work, but really just to some kind of education or career focused discussion or monologue or what have you.
Yeah, that sounds good. We can just contact a couple of people. We can do that. I think we're just about wrapping up here. Yeah, that sounds good. I'd like to test a couple of things before we do. I'm going to switch stages and play a couple of segments and just see how they fit in and what they sound like. I'm kind of hoping that somebody out there is listening and will be able to tell us if they're not. So this is Steven Downs. He was interviewed in the Eddie Tech crew. It's about a two minute snip talking about the radio station.
I'm just going to start. Very short, I set up my own radio station, which I call Ed Radio. And I've been having a lot of fun with that. And I've been making these long, involved broadcasts to an audience of zero people. And it makes no sense whatsoever. It's completely ridiculous to be doing a radio show, with crossfades and the DJ in between. Not of music, though, YouTube videos. This show, I did an episode with one of the episodes of Ed Tech Crew and other things, and I'm broadcasting it to nobody.
Yeah, I noticed you were brutally honest about your subscribers and listeners.
Yeah, because the point, I've always said to people, I've said to people about my newsletter, I'd be doing this if nobody was reading it. And of course, who believes that? Right. And same with the course, or I'd be doing these even if nobody was taking the course. It's still worth doing. And who believes that? Well, same with the radio station. I'd be doing it even if nobody was listening, because the experience of doing it, the possibility that someone out there might listen, creates something that isn't there otherwise. And it turns out it's true. I am still doing it. I was broadcasting yesterday. You saw it, where if you read my newsletter, you saw my show notes. That was a real show. I didn't just gather some links together. I actually played all of those on Ed Radio to my audience of zero people, and I did some chatter in between, introduced each item. complained about the audio quality of one of them, and so on. I have a recording of it. I take some of the recordings and for Auto DJ, which plays the radio station when I'm like sleeping. You know, it'll play some of these shows, but again, Auto DJ is typically also playing to an audience of zero people.
Did you hear that, David?
John, I did, yeah.
Oh, that's it was
very clear.
That's cool. I hope it came out to the audience. I didn't know, because you're on Skype, whether it would pass through to Skype or not. It seems to do that. So we've seen people queue things up and play them.
John, that's again really interesting, and you know, it's, as I've mentioned before, it's not really for us to. I suppose we can hopefully spark off other people's interest by just trying things out, and hopefully it's of good enough quality. But I'll keep saying about the open source ethic and the fact that there's no finance involved in EduTalk, and there's no company behind it or what have you, that people, you know, might be able to see themselves about how this could be taken, how the space or the technology or what have you, or the fact that, you know, there are people who I suppose trust somewhat the quality of audio that goes in EduTalk to actually think about utilising it for themselves. And I'm looking at the EduTalk website here, and you know, this has gone back to the start a couple of years ago, around the Scottish Learning Festival 2009, where what we were saying was, you know, people could use mobile devices or other audio devices to capture conference sessions, conversations, vlogs, as in phone blogging, audio blogging, even create learning resources. We have had one or two examples of that. And also just interviewing each other or interviewing people that you come across in your daily work or at conferences. And I think what you've done there is quite a good example where, you know, intermittently we encourage people who are going to events to just try and capture some audio. And many people will be anyway, and we say, you know, just by tagging your audio EduTalk when you upload it online, it automatically comes to, or we control it for edutalk.cc and cross-post audio onto the EduTalk website. And what you can actually have, I think, in a very straightforward manner is, you know, future EduTalk sessions on a Wednesday night. It could be that you just say, well, you know, a few people were at such and such an event, or there was something going on where people were recording some audio, and you just grab some of it, or some of it's sent to EduTalk, and then you just play. You could have two or three people who are live in a Skype conference call like we're doing just now, and what you're actually doing is just playing snippets of audio, say 5 minutes that somebody's recorded, could be part of a part of a speech or a snippet from a workshop or a roundtable discussion, and that might be enough to stimulate not only a little bit of a discussion or a response from the people in the Skype conference call, but also then hopefully pulling in other people's contributions through Twitter or through EduTalk. I probably have to mention at this point, of course, we will have a Skype number that we'll broadcast from next week, so people can actually phone straight in the kind of phone-in style that Radio Clyde started all those years ago with their football phone-in. So people will be able to just dial in on a local rate number. It'll probably be an Edinburgh number, and be pulled straight into the live audio discussion, because as we well know, you can't really guess who's out there listening at any point in time, and it might be somebody who at that moment in time has a burning desire to come in and join and make an extended contribution to the discussion, as opposed to what they can communicate via email and Twitter.
That sounds great, David. I think I'm going to have to leave you to sort out all the Skype stuff.
That's no problem, John. It's I mean, I was saying about it, there is no cost to the project. I mean, the only costs are feeling negligible. There's the need to purchase a Skype in number, and that's absolutely fine because that can serve a number of purposes. And then there's the occasional, I suppose, pulling people into a Skype conference call. And if you're doing that and somebody's on a mobile or landline, then there is a very small cost. But you and I know that you could pull an Australian educator from the other side of the world into an EduTalk discussion from their mobile at a bus stop, and it would be costing pennies. So again, that's just an expense that's well worthwhile.
That sounds great. Yeah, I meant more you'd have to handle. I'm not really familiar with Skype and Skype conference calls. I'm beginning to get my head around this Icecast, but I think that's probably enough for me at the moment, just to get this.
It is fairly straightforward at this end, John, and we've said about how it should work absolutely fine. The only thing with Skype and the latest version or as new versions come out, you have to really play about with it and do a conference call well in advance just to see how it works. And it's about pulling everybody in, whether they're landline, mobile, or through their own Skype account, and then working out, just practicing bringing new callers in, if it is in a kind of phone-in format. So unfortunately, a new version of Skype came out at the Scottish Lantern Festival last year, and caused us a bit of bother as we tried to do a live EduTalk discussion from the Scottish Lantern Festival, but kind of learned the hard way. So it only takes a bit of playing about, and I'll certainly be doing that in the next few days. In advance of the EduTalker panel discussion, which I've already mentioned, is on Friday the 11th of November from 3:30 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. Where I'm delighted to say that the GTC have already agreed to be part of the panel, and I know that one trade union's confirmed already, and over the next 24 hours I'll be trying to pull at least another couple of Scottish education organisation or representatives from Scottish education organisations into this panel discussion, and then we can start to promote it and ask people out there to maybe contribute questions or points that the panel can take up for the discussion. So that'll be us really stretching the technology next Friday afternoon, where that'll be just a simple conference call, which is then put out through IPedio live on the web.
Right.
For people to listen in and hopefully contribute.
And
it might just be worth mentioning at this point, John, that on Twitter we are, or this is, at EduTalker, so that's EduTalkr, and the website that everything's posted, and I think we're putting up at least one post per day at the moment, audio post. The website there is edutalk.cc, and the email address is edutalkr@hotmail.co.uk. There is also a wiki, but we can maybe mention the wiki address another time. So anything to finish up with, John?
I think that's about it. The last thing I'm going to do just to sort of play us out, I've got a bit of more recording. One of the things that I've been really listening to two or three times is this guy Jim Groon was at the OpenEd conference, and I haven't got the link here, but I'll put it, if I post this, if this audio sounds okay and we post it to Audio EduTalk, I'll put some show notes in with the links to this stuff. But he was talking about this DSS 106, and one of the things he was talking about was another educator who did this extremely powerful talk about the importance of open education and stuff like that. And somebody on the DS 106 set up, Tom Woodward, another American blogger, cut that over some sort of hip-hop track, I'm not very musical, but it's 2 or 3 minutes, and it's just quite inspiring. So, well, it's 4:50 actually, and it's Gardner Campbell over the rapper Nas, and then it's Tom Woodward. So I'm just going to play that, and I think we'll just call it a night after that. We'll shut down, okay? And
hey, that's great, John.
See you next week.
Yeah, we'll go for. Yeah, let's go for. I'm trying to think. I think ahead with my diary. Okay, let me see. We'll go. Let's go for 8 p.m. to next Wednesday.
Okay.
So we'll do a live edutalker from a live edutalk from 8 p.m. on that would be Wednesday the 9th of November, and we'll talk and we'll publicise whether there's going to be some kind of focus or a prompt or what have you before then. And I think as a previous contributor says there, I think we believe in it. I think we can see how it, different ways it can go. And if anybody listens, then it's a bonus.
Okay. We get to talk to each other. Okay, so this is it. I'm going to click this play. 5 minutes later, we'll shut this down. See you later.
Cheers, John. Take care.
Same to you.
This is always the great deadly zone. Our biochemistry, the neurons. We live in an age of marvels and wonders that don't seem to be making a substantial difference. What a waste. Why is this not happening? We've had the internet, we've had computers, we've had all of this amazing conversation about the possibilities. Is this making a difference? When's the tide turn? When do we actually get to the place where we can say, yeah, we're on the upswing? But we're gonna forge through this. We're really gonna make it. I've got a good feeling about this. I believe that that is true. It makes me do what I do. Day after day, I say, well, I have a bag of gold. Would you like a bag of gold? And people say, where do you find time for bags of gold? Gold, is that sustainable? 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 No, you spend it. Well, what would you spend it on? What would you like to spend it on? I don't have time for your philosophical questions, Gardner. Higher education is a place where we train people to be able to take advantage of this to the fullest and surprise us with the things we haven't discovered about what this can mean. But whatever it means, and we may disagree about what it means, look at that. It's a bag of gold. What part of that do you not understand? Oh no, another currency to master. I'm not saying that this is going to be easy or that it's not going to have problems or be fraught or spawn a whole new wave of Milla cyber computing crime. But if it's going to happen and there are great possibilities there, why does that not make a difference? You know, why hasn't that made people stop and say, oh, I guess I could recapture a sense of wonder under these circumstances? It's a bag of gold. What part of that do you not understand? Today's technologies and their consequent environments succeed each other so rapidly that one environment makes us aware of the next. Technologies begin to perform the function of art in making us aware of the psychic and social consequences of technology. We are entering the new age of education that is programmed for discovery rather than instruction. It's a bag of gold. What part of that do you not understand? This is a time of wonders. I would like to graduate a generation of students who will help me hear strange correspondences and grand harmonies that I have not yet imagined. Or maybe we don't have time to amplify our beings that way. We have to do things that don't happen naturally. But once we do those things, we find a bag of gold. I think the disruption we're witnessing today is disruption on the scale of the development of the written alphabet. Now that I have done it, now that I've arranged it, now that I have thought about it, I'm going to put it out there because it may be valuable to someone. It's a bag of gold. What part of that do you not understand? Because I may find the unmet friend. Because, as was said so memorably by John Mott in his presentation, meaning happens when the two people connect. Thinking aloud, willing to tell the story of the process of the learning. I'd like students to think that they begin their life's work when they come to school. It's a bag of gold. What part of that do you not understand? That's what I'm in it for. It's a bag of gold. What part of that do you not understand?
Very short, I set up my own radio station, which I call Ed Radio.
Okay, that was our first attempt at a radio edu talk. And this is John Johnson saying good night. I'm going to see what the archive sounds like, post it to edutalk.cc later on, and maybe even play it another night on the radio if it sounds okay. See you later, folks. We'll return to the... archive stuff. Now.